piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. Once in a while, we can take a little break from the dire issues of our time and talk about something kind of goofy and crazy. You went to a spelling bee, and you saw a lot of words were food words.
Tons of food words in spelling bees. My oldest grandson was in the National Spelling Bee recently. He studied for the whole year. It was his third time, and this was his last time. I helped him out rehearsing some words, and he had all these lists, and there were pages and pages of food words.
Really?
Of all nationalities. He had to know how to spell all of them because you didn't know what you might be called upon to spell. So we use these words commonly, but do we know how to spell them? Like smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord. Smorgasbord.
S-M-O-R-G-A-S-B-O-R-D. Smorgasbord. Which is kind of, it refers to a variety of things. It's a Swedish word from smorgas, slice of bread and butter. Smor or smör, butter, plus gas, goose or lump of butter, plus board, table.
The board is pretty simple.
It's pretty simple.
It's not spelled board. It's B-O-R-D.
No A in there.
No A.
Bouillabaisse.
Bouillabaisse. I'll tell you the truth. I'm at sea on bouillabaisse.
Which is the terrific fish stew from Provence. This was a word that one of the spellers actually had to spell. She sailed through it really nicely.
If you're just hearing it, are you going to say B-O-U-I-L-L-A-B-A-I-S-S-E? I don't think so. Bouillabaisse? No.
Tiramisu, easy enough word. Layers of sponge cake dipped in coffee and brandy or some other liqueur with mascarpone cheese spread between the layers.
Speaking of mascarpone.
And mascarpone was another food word at this bee. One of my favorite words, and it's a very tough word if you're not familiar with French cooking. I'll give the definition first, and then I'll say what the word is. A finely chopped mixture of mushrooms or mushroom stems, onions, shallots, and herbs, sautéed in butter and reduced to a paste. It is a basic preparation used in stuffings and sauces or as a garnish. The word is duxelles.
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 I came to grief with that.
This is how you spell it. D-U-X-E-L-L-E-S.
I missed the S at the end.
And then we get to the German food world. Hasenpfeffer.
Hasenpfeffer.
A rabbit stew.
Yeah.
Pfeffernuss, small butter spice cookies.
Now, the pfeffer is not
spiced.
Too difficult because we know that's pepper. P-F
But pfeffer is P-F. And we don't say the pfeffer. We say pfeffer. P-F-E and then F-F-E-R-N-U-S-S-E. Pfeffernuss. And Hasenpfeffer would be H-A-S-E-N. P-F-E-F-F-E-R. Kohlrabi is another word. It's a German kohl, the cabbage, K-O-H-L, plus rabi, which is a Swiss-German variant for turnip. So K-O-H-L-R-A-B-I.
Kohlrabi.
And then we have bouillon, another French word, B-O-U-I-L-L-O-N. And then another soup.
What's wrong with those French?
And then another soup. Now, we have a Greek soup here, avgolimono.
Avgolimono.
It's pretty simple, actually. Avgo would be A-V-G-O, and then limono, L-E-M-O-N-O.
Avgo is the egg, and limono is
And then
is
we
the
have
lemon.
Middle Eastern Lebanese meat pies called fatayr.
Fatayr.
I'm sure I'm mispronouncing it, but it's fatayr the way you spelled it.
F-A-T-A-Y-E-R.
Then we have mulligatawny.
No, mulligatawny. See, I was confident that that was an Irish stew of some sort, but it's not.
No, you know, it's not.
It's not at all. It's an Indian recipe. The mulliga part, which I thought was the Irish part, is actually from a Tamil word, mulligal milagu, plus tawny, which can be translated as pepper water.
Right. So it's basically an English recipe based on an Indian recipe.
How about this? Everybody knows this one. Goulash.
Goulash. Hungarian.
Yeah.
G-O-U-L-A-S-H.
It actually comes from the Hungarian word Gulyash.
Gulyash, yes.
Which is pretty close. You can speak Hungarian. Who knew? It's not so easy either.
Anyway, the food words are really a lot of fun, and we've only just touched the surface of it. Absolutely. Respect your food words, learn how to spell them properly, and you will enjoy your food a lot better.
And you can come back next week for
The Food Guys. Da 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 da